Today, we contemplate the birth of Jesus, focusing on Our Lady. As we know, it was filled with difficulties. The long journey from Nazareth, the lack of a place where the child could be born, the cold cave. Everything in their circumstances was already a revelation of what was to come, a revelation of Jesus himself. St. Luke tells the story of the birth of Jesus very simply, but if we put ourselves in the narration, we can imagine how Mary and Joseph were feeling. Mary could have protested when Joseph said that they were to make a long journey to Bethlehem, but her obedience was flawless. Mary could have cried and complained to God about the situation they were in at the time of Jesus' birth, but her availability to the will of God was unconditional. Her yes in the Annunciation was absolute, and we can see it very clearly here. The Son of God became flesh and made man from Mary's womb. Only a pure heart and soul as Mary's could have known Jesus in such intimacy. Our Lady was the first living tabernacle. This means that in Jesus' body and blood, there's also the body and blood of Mary. When we look at Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament on the altar, we should have in our hearts a feeling of deep gratitude for Our Lady, for it is through her courage, loyal obedience, and humility that all this has been possible.